cake. Ooh, anything you bake. Oh, your crackers too. All crumbled up in chickens too. When I see your deli roll, mama, I lose my self-control. But of all these things I like, best of all, let's sing it.
One thing that I'll do, I won't say. under the apple tree with anyone else but you till you come marching home.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. I know the apple tree is reserved for you and me, and I'll be true.
Shady Nook Farms is a family-owned traditional beef farm. We're a local business and we produce local beef. You can talk to the farmer, that's me, Jeff Steger, and you can talk to the butcher about custom cuts. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff at ShadyNook.ca.
Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
And welcome back, listeners. Hope you're having a good evening here. My name is David Trin, and I've just been spinning the tunes like crazy there. Loving the music, loving the music. That last one was by the Boilermaker Jazz Band, and I'm Gonna Lock My Heart. I really like that song. The Boilermaker Jazz Band are an awesome band. You can actually find them on Facebook. Type them in, follow them. Paul, the band leader, is a wonderful and charismatic person to talk to. He'll tell you everything there is to know about jazz music. Very interesting man. Lots of international information to share with you. Let's take a look here. June 1st to the 3rd, 2012, Stompology in Rochester, New York. Authentic Solo Jazz Dance Weekend. That includes classes, competitions, and social dancing. There is a carpool available from Waterloo, so definitely get in touch with one of the Hepcat Hoppers at the dances on Monday night. www.stompology.com. Speaking of Balboa, All Balboa Weekend is coming up June 7th to the 10th, 2012, Cleveland, Ohio. It's a weekend of classes, competition, and social dancing featuring the Jonathan Stout Band. There is a carpool from Waterloo at the moment, and I believe there's four of us, that's including me, that's going to this wonderful weekend event. Leaving Thursday, coming back on Sunday. www.allbalboa.com. The Chicago Underground Blues Experience 2012, also known as CUBE. June 8th to 10th, 2012. A weekend of blues dancing for $35. www.chicagobluesdance.com/cube/2012. That's where you can find information about that event. The Jazz Dance Film Festival, put on by the Seattle Lindy Exchange team in Seattle, Washington. This is the premier jazz dance music video contest. It showcases jazz music and jazz dancing for dancers and non-dancers alike, and you can participate. You make a music video like the one in Black Coffee, and then you submit it. There's a whole bunch of rules and regulations and what songs you can use, etc. You have to go to the website, read it, and then put together a music video showcasing jazz music and jazz dancing. www.jazzdancefilmfest.com is the website, and the contest ends on August the 2nd, 2012, and that's what's going on the international front that I've got on this piece of paper. Hope you're having a wonderful night. Thank you for tuning in or locking in on the FM dial there, or locking in on the digital dial, Rogers 946, or www.soundfm.com, or .ca, I should say. I'm getting my websites mixed up. There's so many .coms, .cas, and .orgs out there. I'm going to go back to last August. I found the interview that I did at Lindy Stock, and I'm going to share the experience of Lindy Stock with you listeners out there and what the event was all about. And what we'll do is you can, while you're listening to this, you can jump onto their website at www.torontolindyhop.com and read a little bit more about it. Unfortunately, you cannot sign up for this event this year because the passes sold out in 90 minutes. Actually, it was less than, more than 90 minutes. It was 3 hours. From what I read on the Facebook group there, torontolindyhop.com is where you want to go, or you can go to Facebook and type in Lindy Stock 2012 and read more about it. But what we're going to do is we're going to jump over here and take a listen to the interview that I had back at Lindy Stock in 2011, this past August. Hang in tight there. Sound FM, Swing and Blues Radio Show 100.3. Hello and welcome, everyone. My name is David Trend. This is July 31st, 2011, and I am in Algonquin Park, or just the south part of Algonquin Park, this evening. And I have with me here Steve Wellman, president of Toronto Lindy Hop, and Jamie Allman, Heather O'Shea, and Lisa
Zitch.
Thank you, Lisa. We're here right now at Lindy Stock on Sunday evening, and it's been an awesome camp. So I'm just going to ask a few questions here. Like, for instance, Steve, what is this event? This event, we call it Lindy Stock. But what does it entail?
This was a camp that started 4 years ago. There were two Lindy Stocks previous to this, and then we changed venue this year here to the Wolf Den. And it was a combination of that event, as well as Misha, one of the fellow organizers, did an event called Lindy Balloons years back as well. And he's the one that found this venue and wanted to do it again. So we did.
Very cool. And the vision of what Lindy Stock?
The vision, I think, is just the social side, to hang out with, you know, fellow dancers and, you know, camp and eat together and canoe and all that kind of stuff. Just get out of the city for a weekend.
Very cool. And I have here with me also Jamie Allman, who I guess you were one of the original...
I was one of the original executive members for Toronto Lindy Hub a few years ago that organized and put on the first two Lindy Stock. And our intention originally was to help put on an event that helped build community and helped bring the people in the community closer together.
Right. And I guess your partner in crime was a big part of that too, right?
Well, he was just a big part of making it a spectacle and getting everybody laughing.
Right.
So
he seemed to do that this year too.
Yeah, he likes being a spectacle.
So we're speaking of Krister Schaum here. So we have Heather behind me, and Heather, tell me, what's your experience been?
This weekend's been the best experience. It's been about getting to know people that you normally maybe just dance with for a few minutes but don't really get a chance to get to know. So this is an opportunity to do that. We've also been privileged to experience nature in a lot of really awesome, fun ways. There's a waterfall near here that was amazing. We got to sit in it, basically. There was canoeing, there's swimming, there were organized or not organized sports, and
eating.
Being outside in nature. There was an awesome nature walk we did yesterday, led by the guy who owns this place. He taught us about edible plants and told us how to identify different kinds of trees. This has been a fantastic weekend, and it'll be a little bit sad to go home tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lisa, how did you hear about this?
I guess it was Facebook. And it sounded like an awesome weekend, and I had to come.
Now, are you a social dancer in Toronto?
Yeah.
I didn't get that there.
Yeah, it just started maybe, I don't know, 10 months ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're new to this?
Yes, I'm new to the scene.
To the scene. And what do you think of this scene that you're a part of?
It's super, super, super friendly and welcoming. It was really, really easy to get in with the dancers. Everybody is like just really, really awesome.
Right. So the Lindy Hop, the Lindy Stock event is held every year so far. It's been running every year so far, and in this particular case, it's being held south of Algonquin Park on Highway 60 at the Wolf Den.
Wolf Den
Lodge, that's right. And we've had a wonderful time this evening, or actually this whole weekend, with the organizers and with participants. We have people traveling from all over the world, and somehow they've landed themselves here. And I've met people from Shanghai to Australia.
Yeah.
So it's quite a diverse event. We get a lot of people here. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So if you want to find out more about this, you can find them on their website at www.torontolindyhop.com, or you can find them on Facebook too, and that's also
Toronto Lindy Hop.
Yeah, Toronto Lindy Hop. My name is David Trend, and I'd like to say thank you very much to Stephen Wellman, Jamie Allman, Heather O'Shea, and Lisa
Zitch.
This is David Trend signing off at Lindy Stock.
Doing it just won't do. You gotta shake that thing.
jail. Jail came down with a $10 bill. She must have shook that day. She must have shook that day. Well, I'm sick and tired telling you how to shake that day.
Side of the street, can't you hear that pitter-pat? Yes, happy tune, your step, baby. Life can be so sweet on Sunday side of the street. I just walk in shed, baby, walk with those blues on red. I'm not afraid, just never have a cent. I'll be rich as Rockefeller. No, sir. Gold dust at my feet Onsen Sand Street.
Thank you. I'll let you dig the jive some more. The jim jam jump is the jumping jive. Make you get your kicks on the mellow side. Hip hip. Hip hip. The jim jam jump is the jumping jive. Make your 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five. Hip. Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hip, hip. Hip, hip. Jim, jam, jump, and jive. Makes you hipper, hipper, hipper on the middle side. Oh, get hip, boys. Hip, 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 Teddy. The jim, jam, jump is a jumping jive. Make you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hip, hip. Jim, jam, jump, and jive. Makes you hipper, hipper, hipper on the middle side. Hip on the middle side.
Hey, that was Jumpin' Jive, Hep Hep by Ella Fitzgerald. You've been listening to the Swing and Blues radio show, and my name is David Trin. I've been your host this evening. It's been wonderful playing all these wonderful songs for you. Anything from slow blues, slow drag, to swing, big band, to... oh dear, what else is there? It's just everything. Dixieland. Oh, I played so much music. I don't know what I did. We also listened to an interview back in 2011, Lindy Stock with the Toronto Lindy Hop people there. It was awesome. I'm planning to go. I got in there. I registered. I'm in. I'm going. So I hope to see all of you out there in Kitchener-Waterloo and in Toronto and surrounding areas at Lindy Stock this civic holiday. The Canadian Swing Championships is this weekend, so I'm hoping to see lots of people out there out in Lake Carling there in Quebec for the 3-day event over the long weekend, the May 2-4 weekend. I have to sign off now. It's the end of the night, the end of the show, the Swing and Blues show, episode number 46. Today is Thursday, May 17th, 2012. I've been your host. My name is David Trin, and thank you very much for tuning in and locking us in on your FM dial, Rogers 946, or on the web there, www.soundfm.ca. I'm going to leave you with the very last song of the night by Hugh Laurie, St. James Infirmary. Have a wonderful night, Waterloo, and we will see you next week. Thank you.
James Infirmary, saw my baby there. She was stretched out on a long white table, so cold, so sweet, so sweet, so fair. Let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can search this old wide world over. She won't ever find another man. Straightly shoes, a box back suit and a Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I died.